Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about free. Everybody loves free. So what are we talking about when we talk about free when it comes to travel?
Well, the one that just popped up in my conscious, the last little bit, was one where in Spain, train rides will be free for the rest of 2023. So last year, the Spanish government and the prime minister saw how much inflation was affecting people, and in an effort to ease the cost crunch, it made a significant portion of train rides in the nation free. And so for tourists, that means you'll be able to go between Barcelona, Seville, Madrid, and Bilbao for free. You'll also have access to smaller towns outside these major cities without additional travel costs. And to get the free tickets, you'll have to pay a small deposit, 10 euros, which is about 15 Canadian for commuter services, and 20 euros, roughly $30 Canadian for medium distance trains. But don't worry, you'll get the deposit back as long as you complete at least 16 train journeys by the end of 2023.
When it comes to free, so this is the skeptic in me, there's always the fine print, and you just labeled it there. But yeah, if you've got a trip to Spain planned and their rail system is very efficient, why not?
Yes.
I mean, you can just travel all over Spain for free on a train, and I'm a poet and don't even know it. And so yeah, why not take advantage of that? I think that's great.
Right. And it's not really known a lot. Like, I just stumbled across it a couple of weeks ago and I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, there's always seems to be some sort of free, some level of free when it comes to promotional packages from tour operators, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. Which, you know, if you're going, that's where research and a travel agent will come in, because they'll source that out for you or present it to you if you're going to that destination.
Any other examples now?
Right. So on the Waterways, which is a great river cruise company, very popular, they're offering complimentary pre or post cruise lands packages as add-ons to select Europe, Egypt, and the Mekong River cruises for travelers in 2023. And if you're going as a group, like maybe multi-generation or friends and family, in 2024, that's offered. So this, what happens is that the offer provides guests a variety of complimentary 2, 3, or 4 night land packages as an extension to their river cruise vacation, allowing exploration of the surrounding destinations. So an example of this is Zurich, Lucerne, which are in Switzerland, and you can enjoy 2 nights in Zurich with a guided tour before spending 2 nights in Lucerne. Pretty cool.
I like that. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just thinking from a destination standpoint, why wouldn't you, if someone's on a river cruise, why wouldn't you put them up for free? So, because obviously you're going to spend money, right? You're going to, you know, buy things and do some touring around and that kind of thing. So keep them at your destination for an extra couple of days.
Yeah. And it also is offered in Budapest, which is a gorgeous city. And it includes you know, beautiful sites like the Margaret Bridge and the Great Synagogue. So lots of opportunity to extend your vacation as well as just get to know these beautiful cities a little bit more in depth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now obviously there's other ways to collect free things like free flights and free things at hotels. Clue me in, give me some hints.
All right. So if you are flying, you might as well earn some extra credit for it. So sign up for the airline's frequent flyer program to accumulate points towards free flights and other goodies. And that mm-hmm. also goes towards, like, if you are a cardholder of your credit card that offers, depending on the credit card, maybe you're going to get free baggage or a pass, like a lounge pass. So keep mm-hmm. those in mind. And then you can get free stuff at hotels. So a lot of chains are getting free breakfasts, and it's not just like bagel and coffee. It's like, you know, cooked hot meals and different options that will fulfill all your family's tastes. Mm-hmm. And one that I found was when we were in Maui last year, we were staying at the Residence Inn Marriott, and it held it. So it had offerings like that. And also one of my favorites, if you stay at a DoubleTree hotel, you get free chocolate cookies, and they're good. They're very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a couple of points on that. I'll give you an example with American Express. I have an Aeroplan credit card, so I put everything on there, and it doesn't take very long to add up, and soon I got a free flight to a short haul flight. So yes, I do that. Could be and so you can accumulate points, Aeroplan points, just using that example. But there's other credit cards as well, and different. I know WestJet has some pretty good frequent flyer collector points things, so you can accumulate a free flight pretty quick. And you make a good point about the free breakfast, because if I'm looking for a hotel and I see a similar hotel, similar price, but one is offering a free breakfast, if you're traveling with your family, like I have a family of four, well, a breakfast, just for us to go for a breakfast, can cost upwards to $100. So if you're getting a free breakfast, you're saving yourself a big chunk of change on your holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. And families are definitely the focus of different promotions within travel. Like for an example, Moon Palace at the Grand in Cancun is offering kids and teens to eat and stay free. Plus, they're throwing in free airport transfers. So again, lots to if you work with a travel agent, they'll be able to assess your needs and offer different promotions like that that you can take advantage of.
Okay, there's all those. There's also some apps too that can help you out as well, right?
Right. So a couple are include Gas Buddy. So this app lets you type in a city or a zip code and find a list of local gas stations offering the lowest prices. It can also help you save on gas. For me, this is good when you have to fill up your car before you get back to the airport, and you just need to know where a gas station is because you're not familiar with the area. The other one I use a lot is XE.com. It's a currency converter, and it'll give you how many dollars are in a euro or in a pound, and it's a free currency converter, and it offers for more than 190 currencies conversions. And then one I'm using lately quite a bit is Google Translate, and this app allows you to type in a phrase and instantly translate it into more than 100 languages, which is
I
pretty
like
cool.
that. I like that too, because it can come in pretty handy at times.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I was going to add one before we go. And speaking of free, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, all of the Smithsonian museums are free, and there's 17 of them. It's pretty hard to see all 17 if you're only staying there for a week or so. But they are amazing, amazing museums. Like the Air and Space Museum itself is just worth the visit. Just because you see the word free doesn't mean they've cheaped out. They're some of the best museums I've ever been to. So
That
if you're
was
in the DC area, definitely check that out. And I'm sure there's other free admission to a lot of other sites and attractions. You just gotta shop around and do your homework, right?
That's it. That's it exactly. One that just popped into my mind is on Canada Day, all the national parks in Canada are free interest.
That's true too. Not that that's the best day to go, because it's probably very crowded,
Go
but
early.
go early. There you go. Annetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Annetta Forbes. AnnettaForbes.com is her website. Fun chatting with you, Ananta.
Always take care.